You are listening to Real World News.
Complaints from the civil society over the new Common Agricultural Policy 2014-2020 ignored. Among all the European Union's common policies, the agricultural policy is the oldest and still the most important in the European budget, about 40%. Created in 1957 with the Treaty of Rome, it was officially implemented in 1962. At the beginning, it had five aims: to increase agricultural productivity, to bring an adequate quality of life for farmers, to stabilize markets and prices, ensuring food supplies and fair prices for consumers. Europeans wanted to share their ambitions and their means to feed the post-war Europe. Since then, some principles have been added, such as the respect for environment, the improvement of animal welfare, and the sustainability of rural communities. Nowadays, the Common Agricultural Policy is based on two pillars: the support of agricultural markets and prices, and rural development. It is being currently discussed and reformed by the European Union. The Common Agricultural Policy was first reformed in 1992 when a direct payment for farmers to compensate for the lower guaranteed prices and a partial set-aside was created in order to reduce the unmanageable overproduction of the aedes. These subsidies were proportional to the production of each farmer. In 2005-2006, a decoupling of these subsidies was decided, meaning that now there were fewer links or none between the production and the amount of money given by the European Union. The subsidies are now linked with the amount of hectares or animals of each farmer, which gives way to a larger gap among European producers. The most important of them has been promoted by the Common Agricultural Policy. For instance, those who are dedicated to grain production enjoy the mechanization of agricultural production. Thus, about 20% of farmers, those owning the most extensive lands and some economic groups, receive nearly 80% of direct payments. The Common Agricultural Policy reform draft presented by the European Commission in October 2011, which should be implemented from 2014 to 2020, seems ambitious but necessary according to current trends and expectations of citizens and farmers.
Also, local initiatives have been very active on giving inputs to the Commission, and mainly the key demands also for Friends of Theatura, but also issues that we heard from other organizations and from civil society have been that we would like to see a common agricultural policy which is ecologically compatible and providing food and farming which is ecologically compatible. We would like to ensure that this policy supports rural livelihoods, because we have seen in the last years a lot of problems of young people going away from rural areas, and basically not enough farmers to produce our food. Then on the other side, a policy which would support biodiversity and would ensure that the effects on climate change provided by agriculture are smaller. And of course, ensuring that this policy would be contributing to equitable and sustainable trade, and supporting the concept of food sovereignty.
This reform aims more transparency, a fair redistribution of payments. Currently, Italian or Greek farmers receive 400 euros per hectare against less than 100 euros for Latvians, an emphasis on ecology by setting aside land, maintaining permanent pasture or crop diversification, with beneficial effects in terms of quality. But the pressure from some member states, agribusiness lobbies and big farmers have prevented the initial scope of the reform. Agriculture ministers finally agreed to spend 30% of direct payments on the environment, but it was decided to reduce their percentage for agricultural areas of ecological interest and to introduce more flexibilities for other forms of assistance. Each state has free choice to implement or not subsidize ceilings for largest farmers. Also, the new Common Agricultural Policy doesn't really consider its impact on developing countries. In the 70s, in order to cope with a situation of unmanageable overproduction and to sell its growing surplus, the European Community developed massive subsidies for exports. Through the liberalization of borders implemented by the European Union in the context of structural adjustment plans of the World Bank, the IMF, the WTO, and bilateral agreements, developing countries became the main destinations of European exports, victims of agricultural dumping on the markets. Today, low prices associated with direct payments still allow companies to export agricultural products to be sold at a lower cost than European production.
So we do think it has a huge potential to damage and to diminish opportunities for local farmers and smallholders, or even the national economy, to use areas and sectors where they could be competitive and supply their own markets, in particular with regard to basic
amendments have been proposed to emphasize this aspect in the reform process. It was mainly aiming to establish an evaluation system and a complaints mechanism. They have all been rejected. With the Lisbon Treaty, the European Parliament has gained a co-decision power with the Commission on the Common Agricultural Policy. Thus, the current reform gave way to the situation, which also includes the 28 members of the European Union. We wonder if the decisions will take much longer or be more difficult to take at the heart of an already very complex institutional system.
Our main argument is that at the moment the CAP ignores the external impact. It only looks into its own competitiveness and promotes European investment and agro-business investment in Africa and promotes European exports.
Europe feeds on southern lands and starves her population. It imports more than it exports, productions of about 34 million hectares, which is more than the French agricultural surface.
And we have seen that the production situation there of soy is really bad. GM plantations taking land from rural communities in Paraguay, Brazil, Uruguay, using a lot of pesticides, driving out local communities of their land. So
the situation is not the only one. The way the European Commission has found in response to its submission to the import of soybean was to reintroduce several weeks ago animal meal to feed its cattle. It obviously set off numerous protests after the health disaster 20 years ago with the mad cow disease. And it's understandable. Just think about the recent food scandal in which about 750 tons of horse meat was sold to people who believed they were buying beef only for reasons of profitability. José Bovea, French agricultural unionist and member of Villa Campesina, said Findus, the Christian brand, is a tree that hides forests, with reference to the need to reintegrate transparency reforms in the common agricultural policy. We also have to make reference to the situation of European farmers and the lack of future prospects because of this crisis. Debt, depression, isolation, traditional foreclosure, low prices, which is still causing people to commit suicide.
So at the end, we'll end up with instruments which are not really addressing the urgent needs of agriculture and rural food systems, I would say.
You are listening to Real World News.